Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The latest earnings report from Netflix is a mixed bag, and the stock is sinking. Netflix stock down right about 3% today. Let's break it down with the help of Tom Lason, Seattle-based media analyst. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Lason. All right, Tom, kind of give us the nuts and bolts here. What's going on with Netflix?
Well, competition is what's happening. And, you know, we've talked about this before. This industry is going through the cycle that most industries like it do. We're in a maturation process right now as new competitors like Disney Plus and NBC and soon AT&T's Warner Media and HBO Max coming in May. As those competitors come into the marketplace, it is harder to retain share, and it is a battle for share. And not only that, but there's also the issue, too, of pricing power. Where is this point that you start to see resistance amongst new subs? Netflix did raise prices in 2019, so that's providing a little resistance, too. So I don't think this is surprising or unexpected. You know, they have to work two sides of the balance sheet. One is, you know, new subs, and the other one is continuing to make a major outlay for original programming, and that is not inexpensive.
Is there a point where domestic subscriber growth, there's just a limit to it? I mean, there's a ceiling. There's only so many people they're going to be able to get to subscribe.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this, too, that most of the opportunity for now, it looks like it's going to be overseas. The other guys haven't rolled out overseas. Disney Plus isn't there. So that opportunity exists internationally. And once you get into the domestic marketplace in North America, yeah, now you're talking about a battle for share. I think subs can be increased. Right now, Netflix is something like 60% penetration on pay TV, which isn't huge, but it's not going to be 100% because, again, you run up against people who don't want to pay for it or who are paying for Amazon Prime and other things. So it's not an unlimited supply, and yes, we will bump against those limits at some point.
So is there a sign, maybe it's too early, is there a sign that when all is said and done, you have all these different streaming options, that Netflix will be that sort of foundational streaming option? Everyone has Netflix, and then they decide to cherry pick which of these other services they want.
I think you could make that argument that they were first to the marketplace, that their name is synonymous like Kleenex or Xerox with the product itself. And you might get to the point where an over-the-top service is called Netflix almost generically. So I think you could make that possible argument that they will become part of basic packages or become included in smart televisions as a you know, promotional efforts by other companies. I think that's a reasonable expectation that could happen, but it's not guaranteed. There is going to at some point going to be consolidation. There's going to be winners and losers, and expenses and cash bleed is going to play a role in that.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you, Tom Lason. Good information. You can find Tom on Twitter, at Tom Lason.